This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes, and we are with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. Joining me in the studio today is...
Arvind Raj.
And Audrey Raj.
They are going to be the terrible twosome for today. Now, we started off today, a little bit earlier on, with a question. It's a question that we touched upon and an article we spoke about on Friday, I believe, when it first came up. And it was about whether or not you would rather have more time or more money. This was because at first there was a Pew survey that showed around 60% of working parents in the US always felt rushed. So we thought we'd have a talk about that and how we can relate to it here in Malaysia. That's our first story. So we kind of want to expand on that a little bit, and we're talking about, what is it exactly? Time famine.
Yes, and if you suffer from time famine.
I think we all do, right? Little bit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I noticed there's no Netflix stories today, so clearly no Netflix news. Story number two. Would you spend $30,000 to enhance your brain?
Would you?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm smart enough.
Yes.
Oh!
It's going to be one of those shows. Okay, story number three, a thunderstorm on your wrist. A new device that aims to scare away mosquitoes.
Oh, something. It sounded a bit like an exercise machine.
That's what I thought, right? Yeah, so when I first read that, I'm like, really? But anyway, wrapping up our story will be how to find the cheapest flights online, the websites that you should be using, kind of an exploration of that. Okay, let's start off with this story then. The original article was from Psychology Today, released earlier on in August, about whether or not you'd rather have more time or more money. So we asked you guys that. We've had a bunch of responses already, which we'll get to a little bit later on. But Oz, do you want to just explain a little bit further how you're taking this story?
So I thought we'd discuss more about what scientists have called time famine. So if you feel like there are just too many things to do but not enough time to do them, you are not alone. I think most of us here in the studio would agree with you. And most Americans feel the same too. They feel pressed for time. And like Richard just said, in a 2016 Pew survey, 60% of working parents said that they always felt rushed. Now, 80% of working adults, both with and without children, also wish they had more time to spend with friends and family. And scientists have coined a term for this. It's called time famine, to describe the pervasive feeling of being overwhelmed with the demands of work and life. Now, people who report frequent feelings of time scarcity are less happy and more prone to anxiety and depression than people who report of being time affluent. Right, that's another term. And the public health researchers have ranked time stress as one of the more important social trends underlying rising rates of obesity. So an obvious reason for rising feelings of time scarcity is that people simply have less free time than in earlier decades. But there is remarkably very little evidence for this idea. Instead, these researchers say that the culprit is actually rising wealth. So as incomes have risen around the world, so too have feelings of time pressure, and people with higher incomes are more likely to agree with statements like they just have not been, then just not enough minutes in the day, right, for them. Now, why might having more money make us feel more pressed for time? As described in this commodity theory, when any resource is perceived as scarce, it is also perceived as valuable. So when our time starts to become more financially valuable, we may also view our time as being increasingly scarce. So when I read this line, I was like, okay, what does this mean? Does this mean that the richer you become, the less time you have? Or the less time you feel you have?
Yeah, the less time you perceive that you have.
So then why would you want more money?
Exactly. So this whole idea of like me working harder to have more time, it, according to this survey, has been proven false.
Yeah, yeah.
At least in the way in which you perceive it, anyway.
So that's the thing. When we were younger, our parents always told us, work hard now so that you have more time and more money to enjoy life later. But there's also this term that's called a future time slack. It's the notion that most people believe that they will have more time in the future than they do in the present. So that is also being debated here.
Right.
There's no such thing.
The only time that you might have is when you're retired, right? And for a lot of people, once you're retired, you don't have all that much time to do things anyway. You're looking after your grandkids, perhaps, or you're looking after your children, perhaps, or whatever.
Or you need more time to just be healthy,
right?
So I think essentially the time that you do actually have is now.
Is now, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the wealthier you are, the less time you have, or is it the more of an achiever you are, the less time you have? Because just like name a trust fund kid, like somebody who has a lot of money because of their parents. Mm. I'm sure they have a lot of time because they don't do
right.
enough work.
Right,
so
right.
They just inherit the money and then they use it and they enjoy their time. Mm. But the person who's making the money has less time. Because they want to do more with their time.
But then again, how do you know that a trust fund kid has that time? Maybe that person has, events to attend, launches to attend, social events to attend, and really doesn't have the time because they have to attend those functions in order to maintain their wealth.
Keep up appearances.
We don't know, right? We don't know. Are you a trust fund kid?
No,
that's the thing, but
no, I wish. But
I wish too.
Yeah, but no, but they're not doing the work. So that's that's the time that other people wish they had, going for events, gala dinners, having fun, socializing and stuff. They don't have to do all this to have the money. They have the money by default. Mm. Their parents who are working for it need the time to make the money. Mm. So their parents are the one who has less time. These trust fund kids who get money by default and don't work have all the time in the world. Mm. Technically have all the time in the world.
And have all the money in the world too.
And all the money in the
that
world too.
That just seems so unfair.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, in terms of what you said earlier about how clear you were about how the best time that you have is now.
Is now.
And that's something I kind of discovered a few years ago. I remember a friend of mine asking me about the 10-year plan and the 5-year plan and all of that kind of stuff, which terrified the living daylights out of me because I honestly don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. And sometimes I don't even know what I'm doing in the afternoon. But I do know that whenever I have that spare moment, for me, that's an absolute blessing. Whether it be 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I will take it. And I will always take time over money, much to my family's kind of chagrin. They're like, "What? Why? You should be." And I'm like, "Well, no. I mean, I've seen how hard my parents worked to get to a point where they where they feel as though they can relax. Mm. Nothing changed. They just kept working and working and working and working. And now, when it's come to the age of retirement, they're just, well, my mum is like, "Well, it's really made no difference. I wish I'd have lived life a little bit better when I was younger."
See, that's what scares me, because like today I would take time over money without batting an eyelash, just because I'm sleep deprived most of the time. Mm-hmm. I have an 11-month-old at home, so I've been sleep deprived for about a year now, I can fairly say. So I would take time over money anytime. But then when I was having a chat with Christine and with Lydia at the office, and we were talking about the story last week, right, they said they'd take money over time just because. But then, and they said, like Christine said, that it was because money could buy her security, money could buy her comfort.
And a social life.
And a social life as well, and so they felt like, with more money, they could actually do better things with the limited time that they had. Mm-hmm. And I thought, for me, I had a theory that I think it comes down to age. I think when you're younger and you don't have money and you have all the time in the world, that's when you want more money to do things with your time.
Right.
But when you're older and you maybe have a little bit of that money, you wish you had more time to spend.
Agreed.
That money.
Possibly. Well, let's ask our young friend over here, Arvin. Mm.
Ooh.
Ooh. Uh-huh. I'll give you one.
No one behind you.
I'll give you one.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know. For me, it's like it's a easy choice. It's time. Because one, you can't buy the other by using one. You cannot use money to buy time, but you can use time to make money. So the way I see it, I know this sounds, it doesn't, I don't know if it's philosophical or morbid, but there's no, how people say there's no guarantee of a next week for anyone. Mm. So that is time. But so even if you had like $1 million in your bank, there's still no guarantee of next week. But if you had time, then there is a guarantee of next week. So it's a pretty easy, I don't know, for me personally, it's a pretty easy choice.
All right.
Well, but there's also that whole idea of using money to buy time, as in like, you could pay someone to do your chores for you. You could pay someone to clean your house for you or to babysit for you while you go have a nice 2 hours out there reading your book and enjoying
argument.
Your coffee. And some people say that they actually find a boost in happiness by paying someone to take over their chores or paying someone to do their chores for them while they go and just experience a few hours of quiet. And that's a boost of happiness.
Getting back to your house and knowing that somebody has been in there and cleaned the entire place up, and you're not, you don't have that at the back of your mind for when you get home. Yeah, I can see how that would work. That would make me happy, getting home to a nice clean house and having not done any of it. You know, just paid a little bit of something to get it done. Yeah, so, I could see that.
So a quick poll in the studio right now. Would you rather have more time or more money?
Time.
Yeah.
But you know what? Looking at some of our tweets and some of the responses on WhatsApp, some people actually would like to have more money.
We'll get to that after this very short break. Some music coming up from Bell and Sebastian with Another Sunny Day. When we get back, we're responding to those messages and, of course, moving on to how whether or not you'd spend $30,000 to enhance your brain, just like Arvin has already done, clearly. Don't forget, if you want us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.